Big Gal.
The station with the happy
difference.
Bringing it back on the memory station.
Thank you, Julian. Good afternoon.
You're better off when your radio's on.
Live from a darkened bunker outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Rick Ainley.
When you're smoking your cigar, it's so bizarre. You think you are a new kind of James Dean, but the only thing I've ever seen of you was a commercial spot on the screen. Movie star, oh movie star, you think you are. Jet set, fly your own private Learjet, but you worked in the grocery store every day until you could afford to get away. So you went to Sweden to meet Ingmar Bergman. He wasn't there, or he just didn't care. I think it's time for you, my friend, to stop pretending that you are a movie star, movie star. You think you are a movie, movie star, movie star. You think you are a movie star. Ah. Frozen hero.
Taking you back to 1976, it was a one-hit wonder for Harpo, a Swedish singer-songwriter, and the song was called Movie Star. And I just learned today that one of the backing singers was Anna Freed from ABBA. I played that song many times, and I can remember listening to it on Radio Luxembourg with an earpiece in my ear and the radio under the covers. Well, a very good afternoon to you. I'm Rick Ainley, coming to you live from the Big Old Studios just outside Atlanta. Our usual features coming up this hour, we'll be doing the Beat the Chime shortly, our One Note Wonder, a fantastic power trio, and I've got a croaky voice because allergy season is in its full glory.
Just can't carry on, can't carry on.
I always think it's great these groups are still touring, so to speak. Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra are still touring. They're on their final tour, and they come to Atlanta in October this year. I saw them pre-COVID and thoroughly enjoyed it. Not going to go and see them again, because the cost of the tickets are a little bit pricey right now, but we'll wait and see. So I wasn't sure if the show today was going to be live or it was a virtual me, because my youngest daughter has a volleyball tournament today, and in the past, we've had to go Brighton early, and I've missed the show. However, the good luck is, this afternoon, it's a late one for us, so about an hour after the show, we'll be heading to a place called Peachtree City in Georgia for the volleyball tournament. It's about an hour's drive. Remember, we say time. It's an hour to drive. It's not 60 miles, 40 miles, or whatever. We just say, oh, it's about an hour away. It's about 2 hours away. Even though it might take you an hour and a half if traffic sucks, that's just what we say.
Here's how the contest works.
So it's our Beat the Chime time. We're going to play you a well-known song, and I'm going to replace a word or a phrase, could be the title, could be the lyrics, with Big Ben.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is...
What do you think is the missing word or phrase?
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is...
Here's the number to call.
Email studio at bigelradio.co.uk. Call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L. The heart and soul of rock and roll.
Give it up, give it up.
Your tea time, our lunch time.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another song.
I was scrolling through Netflix last night and the National Lampoon's Animal House film came up as being suitable for me. Well, they are right. I do like that film. So it probably is time to watch it again. And so that made me think I maybe should put some Sam Cooke in this show, which I did. A couple of winners, actually. David and Trina, congratulations, as well as Paul from Redditch. You got that one right.
You must eat the sausage roll.
Paul says, thanks for the ELO. Looking forward to the final tour coming to the UK, hopefully next year. Saw them in 2016 and 18 and had tickets for 2020. But of course, we all know what happened 4 years ago. I think it was 4 years ago. Amazing when you think back on all of that. However, you did get the answer correct. And I do hope you do get a chance to see the tour. We've got it in October. I did have a look at see what tickets are left. This is what annoys me. So there's a standard ticket for like $99 right up in the nosebleed section. And then there are tickets nearby that are resale. The resales are going for like $180, almost double the price. I'm kind of hoping near, maybe if I want to go, nearer the time. But it's also our wedding anniversary. So Mrs. A, not a huge fan of the 70s music, so I suspect I'll be here. Final chance to hear our Beat the Chime.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is...
What do you think is the answer to that song? I'd love to hear from you. Give us a quick call, of course, 01255 808113, or you can email studio@biglradio.co.uk.
This is Big L OP.
1965 again.
There's a little bird that somebody sends down to the somebody sends. He's lying
Listen to the lyrics. Has a happy ending at the end. Not, does it? Marianne Faithfull, our BL Fab 500 from 1965. This Little Bird. All right, sausage rolls to David and Trina and Paul. It was Ray Peterson and the original. Elvis did a great copy, but it was the original of The Wonder of You.
Big L, it's a blast!
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation, you give me hope to carry on, and you try to show.
'59, Ray Peterson and the originally released song. I say released because it was originally recorded by an artist called Vince Edwards in '58, but it was never released. And it was originally written as a gospel song, but it was Elvis that took it to number one around the world with a live version of the song in 1970. The things you learn when I type things in the interwebs. Always amazing, but I love that version. Ray Peterson was one of those great voices from the late 50s, did very well, had lots of hits, including such delights as Corinna Corinna and stuff like that. Power Trio time now on the Big L Internet. That was easy for me to say, wasn't it? Great voices now from John Denver, Art Garfunkel and Barry Manilow. And don't think of rabbit pies in the middle. There's a clue.
It took 50 years to make them, and only one station's playing them. Heart and soul of rock and roll, Big L.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Bright eyes.
the Saturday Tea Time Show.
I've been alive forever, and I wrote the very first song. Barry Manilow is 80 and still performing, and his music is loved by millions. We joke, but you gotta say he's very talented and has stood the test of time. That was our power trio for this week. Still to come, of course, the One Note Wonder.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Isabel Nakiria in Kampala.
Bruce Harrison, Seoul.
Award-winning, objective news coverage for TV, radio and digital networks. For more information and to sample our latest work, visit us at featurestory.com.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who's made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit the Friends of Big L forum and click on the donations link at the bottom of the page, or if you'd like to make a regular monthly contribution, please see the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us keep the music alive. Thank you.
ReadSafe, the Norfolk Pat Tester. We offer a complete Pat testing service to businesses of all sizes in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge and Essex. Established in 2002, fully insured and using only professional, fully calibrated test equipment. Why not see if ReadSafe can help with your electrical appliance inspection needs? Visit readsafe.co.uk or call 01603 409 629. ReadSafe, the Norfolk Pat Tester.
Hi, this is Phil Troll. Just popped in to tell you about my extravaganza every Saturday night between 8 and 10 and repeated Thursday mornings between 1 and 3 with music from the 50s, 60s and 70s and occasional theme shows. Be there or be square.
TGIF. Thank goodness it's fun with me.
Funniest sound I ever heard, and I can't understand a single word. Is he serious or is he playing? Oh, mama, is all he saying? Papa, who? Papa, 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 who?
Taking you back to 1962, the group was called the Rivingtons. Only broke the top 50 in the US. People still know it though. Papa Oo Mau Mau, their other big hit, was called The Birds of the Word. And people know that even though it only got to as high as number 52.
Here's how the contest works.
This is our one-ish note wonder. I am a bit, you know, liberal with these sometimes. And I'm going to play it and see if you can guess the song. Well, it's currently a squirrely note and a couple of drum beats. It's 1970s and it's British cheesy. See what you think it is.
Here's the number to call.
Email studio at biglradio.co.uk. Call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L. The heart and soul of rock and roll,
double golden.
I'm in a blue, blue mood now that you're gone away. I'm in a blue, blue mood. It's been a lonesome day. Just my blue, blue.
Great song from 1966, The Sweet Talking Guy and The Chiffons.
We've got a winner.
Alec Brown, a very good late afternoon to you. Glad to hear from you. You are correct. You're entitled to...
You must eat the sausage roll.
Paul says, opportunity knocks. I think I know what it is. And you are right. And there was a clue. There was a bit more than one note there. What do you think it is? Would love to hear from you. Studio at biglradio.co.uk. And in the interests of time, this is the last chance to hear it. So would love to hear from you. Sonny and Cher, of course, had a few big hits in their time, including this one.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow. Well, that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared,
It was a double number one, both sides of the Atlantic, 1965, Sonny and Cher and I Got You, Babe. David and Trina got it right as well. So, sausage rolls all around.
You must eat the sausage rolls.
He says, did you find the Charlie Grace record Butterfly? On Spotify, yes, nowhere else that I can find a legal copy to play. I'll keep digging, though. Good reminder. So, our one-ish note wonder was the Opportunity Knox winners, Peters and Lee. And I can picture them now singing On Top of the Pops or wherever, and people attempting to dance. Because it's like, is this a dance number or is this a cheesy number? Or I... And you've got to remember, the people who danced on this now are our age. And if they ever see themselves attempting to dance to this song, they may be a tad embarrassed. It was Peters and Lee, and Welcome Home.
Big L! It's a blast!
I'm so alone, my love, without you. You're a part of everything I do. When you come back and you're beside me, these are the words I'll sing. Ever be apart?
out someday, you'll be together, singing these words with all your heart. Welcome home, welcome. Come on in and close the door. You've been gone too.
...1973 it got to number one. Peterson Lee and Welcome Home on the Big L International. Not often I play that. Coming up now is one of those lesser played songs. It's Benny Hill, it's not Ernie. Listen to the lyrics. Do you think you could record a song these days? This is one of those where if it was shown on UK Gold or something, it would be precluded by... This song was written when tastes and things were a little different.
It's another wonderful weekend. Oh.
Another forgotten song from the vinyl graveyard.
I rise at six and then I feed the chicks and I'm feeling lonesome and blue. And when I milk the cow, it seems somehow my thoughts keep straying to you. And as the horse and I plow the field nearby, your memory I can't erase. For while I walk at the rear of the horse, my dear, I seem to see your face. I'm gonna sow the seed of deep devotion, fertilize it with emotion, water it with warm desire, and then I'll reap the harvest of love. Yes, I was happy as a pig in spite of the way that you looked at me when I met you at the village dance. But you was in the ladies, excuse me, at the time, and I thought I would never have a chance. But you let me walk you home across Platt's Meadow, and I knew that with you I should be a hit. Cos I got an old cow to get up and walk away so that you'd have somewhere nice and dry to sit. I'm gonna sow the seed of deep devotion, fertilize it with emotion, water it with warm desire, and then I'll reap the harvest of love. Side by side we will take a ride in my horse and buggy one day. And when the daylight ends and the night descends, my horse will run out of hay. And I will kiss your lips, those tempting lips, the only ones that can thrill me. And I will hold you tight neath the stars so bright, if the wife ever finds out she'll kill me. I'm gonna sow the seed of deep devotion, fertilize it with emotion, water it with warm desire, and then I'll reap the harvest of love.
It was released 1963 and it got to number 20 and spent about 8 weeks in the UK charts. Benny Hill and the Harvest of Love on the Big L International. So just an early reminder that next week it'll be a virtual me because, believe it or not, our schools finish less than 3 weeks away. Our schools will be done. So we're entering all the end of school season. So I'll be doing schooly things next week.
I just stood there in the morning rain. I had a feeling I can't explain. I was lost in France, in love. I was lost in France, in the street a band was playing, and the crowd.
the song that put Bonnie Tyler on the UK map. Lost in France, of course, Total Eclipse of the Heart went worldwide, wherever it was, and was played a lot recently. All right, Danny Van Dam is coming up next on the Big L International. Paul Voss at 7, Phil Troll live between 8 and 10 tonight. It'll be a virtual me next weekend, but I should be live with you again in 2 weeks. I'll leave you with Eddie Money and have a great week, everybody. Big L with you all day.